Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. We got a great show. We are going to be talking for the first part of the show, the first half hour. We're going to be talking about the breath of life and how we can improve our health just by improving the way we breathe. So we're going to talk about that. And also for the second half of the show, Miranda Esmond White, she is the founder and creator of Classical Stretch, how we can improve our posture and our health, and even our, how we exercise with her technique of stretch. And so she's going to be coming on in a little bit for the second half of the show to tell us about how she came about to develop this and how it's really become a popular routine. So we're going to be talking with her. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer, God's hand of protection beyond them, and I'm praying for righteous leadership to be installed in America and all over the world. You know, we're supposed to seek the Lord and plead for truth and justice according to Isaiah 59, so that's what I'm doing. Hope you'll join me. But I pray for righteous men of valor to stand up and get rid of all this nonsense, all this waste, all this commotion, all this drama, all this whatever. So I hope you'll join me and mind the time, because it draws near. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. What do we have here in the quack report? Oh, peanut allergies. Apparently about 80% of children seem to be allergic to peanuts and can't tolerate them. According to a new study, they say a probiotic called Lactobactalis rhamnosus can actually dilute the response. It's a study. A group of children were given increasing amounts of peanut flour along with the probiotic, and over about an 18-month period, and 80% of the kids were able to tolerate the peanuts afterwards. So it's a randomized trial involving about 30 children, and it was conducted by Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne, Australia. So may find a way to help the kids with that. What else do we have in the Quack Report? Well, you probably heard about this. Seattle, Washington, has decided to fine the residents there for throwing food away in the garbage. It's an attempt to get them to recycle better. But this new Seattle law will levy a fine on homes that don't properly sort food out of their garbage. Now, we heard about recycling, you know, separate your cans and your plastic and all that stuff. But this is about food as well. So if you don't sort out your food appropriately, apparently they're going to put a red tag as a violation notice on your trash can. And you can be fined anywhere up to $50. And so I think it's going to start this summer. Seattle residents, they say, will be publicly shamed as the scarlet letter of trash can tags roll out. They said the EPA has already begun a campaign to achieve laws similar to Seattle's, where the government can, I guess, tell you how to sort your trash, apparently, you know, a trash nanny. And that's what we need, right? And last but not least in the Quack Report, here's some new studies that show that some common over-the-counter drugs could be linked, they say, to increasing your risk of Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. So they say some common medications that are widely used for asthma and allergies and even sleep aids, they say, can increase your risk of dementia. The study also found a risk may also not be reversible even after several years of being off the medicines. So the drugs that they studied were anticholinergic drugs, which block neurotransmitters, or the acetylcholine, in the central peripheral nervous system. And these drugs are available over the counter or through a prescription, and they could be used on a regular basis, long-term basis, for a variety of medical reasons. So to give you an idea, it could be in your allergy medicine, your motion sickness drugs, your IBS drugs, irritable bowel syndrome, your sleep aids, cold and flu medicines, ulcer medicine, asthma medicine, COPD treatments, urinary incontinence, depression, smoking, you know, trying to quit smoking, cough suppressants, muscle relaxers, and even Parkinson's medications. So these drugs could include products like Zyban, Wellbutrin, Benadryl, Somunex, Advil PM, Unisom, just to name a few. So the study appeared in the American Medical Association Internal Medicine magazine in 2015. If you want to read more about those medicines, you can there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. We're going to be talking about the breath of life because, you know, I recently started this new stretching routine. It's called classical stretch, you know, and it's really helped me with my other exercise workouts. The instructor is Miranda Esmond White, and she constantly reminds you on the workouts to breathe. So I didn't realize how much I was not breathing when I exercised, or not breathing well. So I noticed that when I exerted myself, I tend to hold my breath somewhat, and that can't be good. So I was unconsciously doing that, and I thought, well, how many more people forget to breathe well when they are working out? So I wanted to look at some of the benefits of breathing well, especially when you're working out. So we're going to check it out. I felt inspired to have her on the show because I've really benefited from her technique. So I wanted to share that with you. She'll be on in a little bit. Well, let's talk about breathing because, you know, we don't really think much about it because we're on autopilot when it comes to breathing. We don't think about breathing at all. Benjamin Franklin, he would open a window in the middle of winter and take deep breaths of fresh air, he said, to stay healthy. So we're told that proper breathing will improve our sleep and wakeful hours. So we don't think about breathing as helping our organs communicate with each other or to deliver oxygen and nutrition better to every cell of the body, but that's what it does. So exercise experts in yoga say that improved breathing will assist the body, the mind, this body-mind balance is what they call it, and it's also going to help the unconscious and conscious mind work better together. So breathing is called the universal energy that our nervous system can't live without. Well, I don't think any part of our physical body can live without the breath of life. However, we do have the power over breathing, and we can use it to have a positive impact on our health. Well, let's talk about some of the breathing busters. There are some things that will sabotage our breathing in a short time. For instance, when we're under chronic stress or emotional distress, our body responds with an elevated heart rate. We may perspire. Our muscles get tense, and our breathing becomes faster and shallower. So when this happens, the sympathetic nervous system can become overloaded and create more imbalance, which could lead to things like inflammation and high blood pressure and muscle pain. So learning to breathe properly will help counter the imbalance, reduce the blood pressure, reduce the stress, and encourage us to relax. So take a sigh of relief because we're going to learn how to properly breathe. So when we breathe better, we're going to do a breath test, okay? That's what we're going to do. So get ready for that. When we breathe better, we can improve our blood pressure, our heart rate, our circulation, our digestion, and our concentration. So there could be an art, really, to breathing properly. So do most of us have inadequate breathing, and what could hinder our breathing? Well, we can have inadequate breathing when we're ill or under stress, like I mentioned, which can impact and restrict the connective tissues and the muscles used in the chest cavity for breathing. So we have a decreased range of motion if we don't exercise our muscles and our breathing muscles of the chest wall, and they're no different. We got to exercise those. And many people will have fast and shallow breathing patterns, which will not actively expand the chest and increase the muscles. So if you are a shallow breather, you're going to have most of the oxygen fixate in the top portion of the lungs in the head area. And this is called chest breathing. So you can check to see if you are a chest breather by placing one hand on your chest and place the other hand on your abdomen. And when you breathe, see which hand rises more. So health experts tell us that chest breathing is not efficient breathing for the body. So the lower lobes of the lungs will have the most blood flow. And if the chest doesn't expand, as in chest breathing, there will be limited oxygen distributed into the blood. So this hinders circulation and the nutrient delivery to the cells. So our goal is to become what is called an abdomen breather, and that's going to improve our health. So, and it's really not that hard. It's kind of like, you know, riding a bike. Learning to properly breathe is like, you know, brushing your teeth or learning to ride a bike. You never forget. Even when you're sleeping, you'll still improve your breathing. So converting from being a chest breather to an abdomen breather offers physical and emotional benefits. So when we learn to breathe with our abdomen, we are engaging in what is called diaphragmatic breathing. So we have a large muscle between the chest and the abdomen, and it's called the rectus abdominis. And this is the area of the body that bodybuilders display their six-pack. So when we contract this muscle, it forces downward, causing negative pressure within the chest forcing more air into the lungs. And this increases the blood flow into the chest and especially the blood flow to the heart. So this will stimulate more stamina and more blood flow to the lymphatic system, which enhances your immune system. So when we learn to breathe with our abdomen, we also reduce the risk of lung infections, and it encourages us to relax and release more tension. So let's talk about, here's how we become more of an abdomen breather. There are some breathing exercises, some techniques in learning to breathe from the abdomen. So you can use these techniques if, let's say, bad memories upset you or you feel really stressed, and it'll help take the tension away. So start by putting one hand on your chest and the other one on your abdomen and take a deep breath. The goal is to practice and make the hand on the abdomen rise higher than the hand on the chest. So this will pull more air into the base of the lungs. And when you exhale through your mouth, you want to take slow, deep breaths in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. You want to hold it a while and count to 7. Don't exceed 7. Then slowly exhale through the mouth, counting to 8, while you contract the abdomen muscle, the rectus abdominis, to release all the air that's in the lungs. That helps to relax the body. Now, you will extend your respirations more by completely exhaling each time. So you want to repeat the pattern about 4 times, in which you should have a total of 5 deep breaths for a rate of 1 breath every 10 seconds or 6 breaths per minute. So the heart rate increases with this technique, in which the rate of exhalation is twice as long as the inhalation. Let me read you this this quote from, let's see, Dr. Richard Brown and Dr. Patricia Garberg. They are both authors of the book Healing, The Healing Power of the Breath. And they say, out of all the automatic functions of the body, only the breath can be easily controlled voluntarily. By voluntarily changing the rate, the depth, and the pattern of breathing, we can change the message being sent from the body's respiratory system to the brain. So breathing techniques provide a powerful portal on the human system, end of quote. So if you've had trouble relaxing, deep breathing exercises can be beneficial. Deep breathing will relax you in about 10 minutes or less. So students can practice this technique before an exam or a big game. And this is an excellent stress management tool. Now, according to WebMedMD.com, if you have difficulty grasping a new subject, the deep breathing can make it easier to learn new things. Stress can mess us up in a number of ways, and learning to breathe can help us to de-stressify. That's a term that's been coined by the deep breathing folks. So it is non-addictive, it has no side effects, and many a person have been able to avoid a lot of antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs with breathing techniques. And apparently, you'll avoid the risk of a dementia, according to the Quack Report, when you don't have to take a bunch of those drugs. All right, so you do have some other options, though. Some people just don't want to bother. You know, deep breathing's not for me. Well, if that's the case, there are some herbs also that can help you improve things on, like your circulation, your cardio function, your pulmonary, and even your nervous system. So many people find it easier to breathe and reduce muscle tension when they use an herb called lobelia, and you will find that in the product called Relaxation Formula at Apothecary Herbs. Now, you'll also find their heart and circulation formulas with also the valerian root to take tension off the nerves. So the delivery of these herbal liquids, you know, produce results in about 60 seconds. You feel them working. So why don't you just empower yourself and check them out. They have a website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com or give them a call toll free. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and right now you can save $10 on an order of $75 or more with their coupon. It's on their coupon page. You go to the coupon page. It's called HMO. It stands for Herb Medicine Options. You just click that green button in the left-hand corner, and you can see what coupons you can apply. Of course, if you don't have internet, you can just mention HMO1. That's the coupon code, HMO for Herb Medicine Options, number one, and you'll save $10 on your order. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Now, for those of you who do have access to the internet, don't forget, sign up for their free online newsletters, and you can get more information free of charge to empower you, plus special deals on a lot of the products that the folks at Apothecary Herbs offer. So you could try that, and we can be healthier, right? All right, we got a few minutes before we take the bottom of the hour break and then bring on Miranda for classical stretch. So I want to talk real quickly about the vitamins versus the drugs out there, because a lot of people don't understand what the big differences are. Even some of the vitamins are considered drugs because they are a petrochemical product. So a lot of people don't see the difference. They just think it's a vitamin. It's fine. It's made by a pharmaceutical industry. So what? Well, I say there's a big, big problem with that. You know, they started making vitamins. The term vitamin was coined in 1912. It is taken from the Latin term vita, meaning life, and amine, found as a prominent chemical in food. So vitamin. Later, research determined that not all amine chemicals in food promoted growth. So the E, they dropped the E at the end of the term, and it just became vitamin. So I guess, you know, calling nutrients that preserve health life chemicals was not as trendy as using a neat little word like vitamin. All right, so how does the FDA determine what's a vitamin and what's not? What do they say about the word natural on any of these products? Well, according to their website, FDA.gov, they say, from a food science perspective, it is difficult to define a food product that is natural because the food has probably been processed and is no longer a product of the earth. With that said, the FDA has not developed a definition for the use of the term natural or its derivatives. However, the agency has not objected to the use of the term if the food does not contain added colors, artificial flavors, or synthetic substances. Well, I mean, some of your pharmaceutical vitamins are just out the door there. They're made from petrochemicals. They have flavors. They had artificial colors and additives in them just to make them, you know, taste good. I mean, they even have the chewables now, like the gummy bear vitamins for adults. So there you go. So there looks like there's some confusion as to what natural from the scientific perspective is. Actually, defining what is natural is pretty simple. It's a whole food source. However, it can be other than the conventional food sources with no alterations to the nutrients. So are supplements a natural food source or are they a drug? Well, this is what the FDA says on their current law. It says the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act defines dietary supplements as a category of food. One way to distinguish dietary supplements from conventional foods is by looking at the nutrient information on the label of the product. Conventional foods must have a nutrient facts panel on their labels, but dietary supplements on containers, depending on the size, must have a supplement facts panel as well. So if the container's small enough, they don't have to have that nutrient panel on there. So do read your nutrients in all your products there. And I've talked about supplements before, quality supplements before, and people have a lot of questions. And a lot of what I've done on the website under Healthy Guidelines is to help answer some of those questions on supplements. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com and click on there. But let me hit some of the highlights because consumers have found it to be a hard time distinguishing between a natural and synthetic product. So let's talk about what the differences would be. Because if you get a lot of filler ingredients in your supplement, that would not be a natural product. So most common supplement brands will include a lot of sodium benzoate and BHT to retain their freshness, but this can be detrimental to the health, causing things like cancer, and it can even damage DNA, according to scientific studies. And a lot of products are substandard. They use substandard ingredients, and lots of chemicals are added to counter the degrade or the filth and the germs that could be in there. So they'll add stuff like cupric sulfite and boric acid, which are known also to damage DNA. Also, when they make a pill for you to swallow, they have to make it stick together or it'll crumble apart. So they'll put stearic acid in there. And it's also used in soap products and in lubricants and is very much a synthetic ingredient, often containing pesticides. So that's important to know. Also, when they mask the flavor of all these poor ingredients, it will require sweeteners called melodroxytrin. And no surprise, the filler ingredients they use would contain corn, modified corn starch, which is pretty much a GMO product. Hydrogenated oils could also be in there, along with chemicals, supplements negatively affecting your heart health. And one other ingredient that they may put in your vitamin pill to make it seem better than it is, they might put potassium chloride in there. It helps with the formation and helps with digestive enzymes. So they may put that in there. They use that product for ulcers and circulatory diseases as well. You'll see those in drugs. So be aware of that and make sure your stuff is whole food. If you can't understand the chemical listed there, it's probably a synthetic chemical other than a whole food. So you should see whole food names or Latin names for your ingredients, and preferably both. So check out your ingredients before you buy out there, and you'll do a whole lot better. Now, if you're looking for pills, just know that they're going to not be as potent as your liquids, but they will be more potent than teas. So if you're looking at extracts or tinctures, your herbal liquids, for instance, as a supplement, they will provide the best delivery system. They won't require digestion, and they will work faster. Some people don't want the alcohol that most extracts are made out of, so, but there's a real easy way to remove the alcohol. We show you how at thepowerherbs.com. You just warm some water. Don't boil it. Just warm it. An ounce is fine. And add your dose. Let it sit 5 minutes, and the alcohol will evaporate off, and then you just drink the water. So it's really easy. It's not rocket science, and there's always a way to get what you need. And call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for their 15th anniversary product catalog. They'll send one out to you, or you can download the PDF version from their website at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. I'm going to take a break, and we'll talk with Miranda Esmond White of Classical Stretch right after this.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself?
Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme, tincture, and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or a risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
So Miranda is one of America's greatest advocates for and educators for healthy aging. She is best known for her PBS fitness show, Classical Stretch, which has been aired since 1999. And it's for creating, she's creating eccentrics. It's a technique which Classical Stretch is based on. She has filmed over 300 episodes of Classical Stretch workouts, many of them available on DVD, which I have. Following her career as a professional ballerina, Miranda developed eccentrics and has led her to becoming a flexibility trainer and consultant to numerous professional and Olympic athletes and celebrities. Now, her first book, Aging Backwards, I love that title, revolutionized the way that we understand the role of fitness plays in slowing down the aging process while keeping our bodies young, attractive, strong, and healthy. So she's based in Montreal. and Miranda spends her time continuing to develop her techniques, writing her training, and also with new training new instructors. She travels all the time. She gives lectures, week-long teaching, training sessions, and retreats, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Miranda.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. It's great to be here.
Yes, I have your classical stretch. I picked it up over the Christmas holidays, and I like it a lot. It's really helped me with my other exercise routines, and okay. So that's why I got in contact with your PR people to see if you can come on the show and explain to the people here on Herb Talk, because they like natural things. They want to improve their health. They want to be empowered, and I thought you'd just be the perfect guest to come on and explain more about your aging backwards technique, which I find fascinating. So how did you get into this? I know you were a ballerina, but how did you develop this whole eccentrics technique?
Well, it took a little while, but what I realized pretty early on, I've been in the fitness industry for 40 years, and it didn't take long for me to see that traditional fitness, the direction fitness was going in, was causing a lot of compression to the joints and causing a lot of pain, because and so I started researching and looking into how to develop a program that decompressed instead of compressed the joints, and I was simultaneously suffering from chronic back pain, and I had so I incorporated what the chiropractor was doing, what it felt like he was doing on my back. I went to the chiropractor 3 times a week for over 3 years, just in order to be able to be out of pain. And this, when I started developing this program, I used a lot of the mobility that the chiropractors do on your spine. But I had it, we did it in the program, you're actually doing it to yourself. So it's active instead of passive.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's true, because I have a chiropractor too, but since doing your classical stretch, I haven't had to go back. I usually go once a month because I get a lot of tension in my thoracic spine, but I haven't had that since I've been doing your workouts.
Oh, great. I'm happy to hear that. Once I started realizing that I was onto something, because I immediately saw a relief in my back pain, and I've completely cured of it. I mean, you're not really cured of a condition like back pain, but the pain, this was over 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and it never comes back. But I exercise half an hour every day. That's it. And what I realized as I've been developing this, and I worked with chiropractors and osteopaths, surgeons, oncologists, neurologists, as I've been developing the program, they've been advising me along the way. And what I realized was that we are over-exercising, and that part of the problem, there are two things that happen that we do really badly, and nobody really explains it. One is being sedentary. That's extremely bad for your health and will make you age very rapidly. But over-exercising is the next worst thing you can do, and that will age you quickly. You have to stay in the middle and keep it gentle, not overworking. Your muscles are designed, your body, your whole body is designed to stay healthy and vibrant and feeling youthful no matter what age you are. It doesn't have to age badly. But we have not been told in the fitness world, we have not been told by our parents, we're actually told it's natural to have aches and pains as you age. It's natural to have everything sort of go wrong as you age, and doctors will say that to people even in their 20s when they have chronic pain, that this is part of aging. But what I realized is that pain and all the things that happen to us as we age are not natural, and that we actually can control it. We can control the way we age, we can control the speed at which we age at, and we can even claw back a lot of the negative signs of aging once you understand what's causing them.
Well, a lot of people say they start to slow down when they hit 50, but I think you think we start to feel a little older before then, right?
Well, a lot of people notice at age 40 they have that little tire that starts to settle around their waist. I just talked to a woman who's 36 who's starting to notice pain. Like, she's just, you know, gentle chronic pain. Dealable, so you ignore it. But it gets worse because you adjust your body accordingly, and so you start unbalancing the body. So, you know, she's slowing down and she's in chronic pain, and yet she's an active woman. So people start noticing that they don't have the same degree of energy in their 40s as they had in their 30s, but it's slow. It's subtle, but you do notice it. But by the time you hit 50, it's not subtle anymore. You absolutely know it's there. So you don't have the same energy, and you are having trouble controlling your weight, and your body shape has changed, and most likely people have trouble with their posture, their strength. You know, a lot of the signs of aging are 100% shown up by the time you're 50.
Right. Well, you mentioned that you work out about a half hour every day. Is that what you recommend, that we should exercise for about that length of time?
Yeah, that's what I found, which is, I mean, we offer, our classes are an hour. The tapes that you've got are, if you've got the classical stretch, they're 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. And people who do them, they do them every single day. They do the TV show every day. And they've had massive, massive reversal in osteoporosis, arthritis, energy, posture, you name it, just with that small amount of time, which goes against what everybody says. It's going against the dogma that you have to do, you know, at least an hour and a half to get any benefits, and you have to work really hard and do weights and everything. And correct exercise, and that means full body, because to stay young, what part of your body do you want to get old, and what do you want to stay young? So if you want your full body,
yeah,
you know, so you have to work your full body. But we traditionally, in the fitness industry, we work bits and pieces. And so we unbalance our body, and the parts we don't use start to atrophy. They're not used, and the body is an efficient machine, which I think you know all about, and it lets go. It doesn't keep it around what we're not using. So it's very, very efficient. So if we don't use parts of our body, as we get older, instead of, like after 40, instead of the repair and replace message for cells as they die, the message is just let them die off. So even we have tens of trillions of cells. So these cells, you know, slowly we start losing them, but once we, you know, there's an accumulative effect, so you don't notice them at the beginning in the 40s. But around 50, you start to notice that you're tighter, you're stiffer. That's atrophy. You can't raise you don't have the full range of motion that you used to have in your arms and in your hips, in your
right.
feet. Your feet are tighter. That's all versions of atrophy.
Well, you're talking about muscle atrophy like I talk about the immune system. People don't let their immune system handle things. They take a bunch of antibiotics and vaccines, and soon enough you've got an immune system in the wheelchair.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I've been working with a lot of neurologists over this past year, and when you align the muscles and you exercise the full body, but you exercise the body correctly, you're recruiting all the muscles. And when you start using all the muscles through correct alignment, then you are rebooting your immune system. So what you're doing and what I'm doing work together to help people's immune system.
Well, that's awesome. I totally enjoy it. I love your backdrop, too. You have this beautiful Jamaican, you went to Jamaica and yet episodes.
Yeah.
What I also like about how you laid out your episodes is your intro is short when you pop in your DVDs, so you're not having to, you know, wait for a bunch of advertisements to roll through before you get to the meat of the routine. So I like that. And and you can string them. You know, you can kind of pair them up the way you would like. They're 20, like you said, about 20 minutes apiece. So, but I wanted to ask you, you talk about in your exercise routines, and this is what I like. You kind of remind me of my dentist, because I get nervous when I go to the dentist, and he talks to me while I'm in the chair, and it relaxes me. And I notice when you do the routines, you're telling people why you're doing them and how they're working the body to improve things. And tell us about you. I never heard the term muscle chains before until I heard you talk about it.
Well, muscle chains, just about the style you're saying, I teach that way because I like to know why I'm doing something. I like to know, you know, and if I know why I'm doing it, then it motivates me to do it. And I like to know where I should be feeling it so that then if I know, okay, I'm supposed to feel that in my ribs, then I can try to find my ribs to feel it. So you don't feel lost doing the program. You actually know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I find that people get a lot more out of the program if you know, tell them why they're doing it and where to feel it. But muscle chains are really interesting because muscles aren't actually chained together. But what they are is they're linked. Muscles attach bones. So, you know, we're like little marionettes. And if you lift up the string of a marionette and you pull the arm up, then it's going to pull the little body of the marionette and it'll pull on the little leg. So even though the arm is lifting, the other part of the body is being affected. So that if you lift your arm above your head, okay, can you lift it up?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to touch the ceiling, and then you try to touch the ceiling even more. You're going to feel the muscles going right down your arm, right through your rib cage, right into where your waist goes, right down into your hips. And mm-hmm. if you're standing up and you keep pulling, you're going to feel it going right through your bum, your glutes muscles, right through your legs and into your heels. So that's a full chain from your fingers to your feet. So we're working with the chains because any time there's a link in a chain that's broken, the chain doesn't flow, right? And you know, it's broken. So if you have a chain connecting a boat to the dock, chain's broken, you know, the attachments left, they're not connected anymore. So what we're trying to do is fire up all the muscles in all of the many, many variations of chains through our body. And then when you go to move by doing an everyday movement, it's so easy to do rather than things hurting. Like a lot of people get so stiff they have trouble getting out of a car or getting off a sofa. Well, to get out of a car, you're using muscle chains. So once you use all those chains doing these exercises, then it becomes easy to do all those movements, everyday movements that had become difficult. So I realized that we have to train the body in the way we need to live our lives, you know, like get out of bed, sit on a chair, walk upstairs, you know, reach into cupboards. Those are everyday movements that we need to do easily. So that's how this program was designed.
Oh, it's an awesome program. I like the one where you were talking about I think it was burning more calories on one of your exercise routines. You're talking about the mitochondria in the cells mm-hmm. burns your calories in your muscles,
right.
especially
yeah.
even in your, and you were saying even in your little pinky.
Yeah. Well, that's so true. I mean, the mitochondria, the majority of our mitochondria, besides the ones that are in the brain, so 20% are in the brain. So after that, the other mitochondria in the body, about 95% of them are actually in our muscles. That's in the muscle cells. And they are, because muscles are the part of the body that moves. So anything that moves requires fuel. And so you have to boot up the furnaces. So mitochondria are referred to as the calorie-burning furnaces of our body. So they're burning the calories in the muscle cells. And the muscle cells then, you know, so if we move, and if we move our pinky, then it's burning a little bit of calories, something. The bigger muscles, of course, are around right through our trunk and our hips, our glutes, our legs. Those are where the biggest calorie-burning factories are. But every muscle is full of mitochondria. And because we want to keep every part of our body alive, you have to use fingers and toes and ankles and the little muscles as well as the big muscles.
Right. Well, you talk about things like, you know, this will help you with arthritis. This will help you with foot pain. And I just think it's really good to explain that as you move along into the routine. Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned that your whole technique was kind of based on things like yoga, maybe in plate and some other things. Are you familiar with Callan Pinkley at all?
I am, vaguely, because I bought a book many, many, many years ago.
Right, Kalanenix. Remember that?
Yeah.
Kalanenix.
Yeah, but I really don't follow her. I mean, I got her book. I mean, I'm a fitness teacher, so I have a massive library of fitness books. I never really studied what she's doing. I didn't base this program on yoga or Pilates. I've never done yoga, and I've done Pilates once. I based it more on Tai Chi, physiotherapy, and then the lengthening. You know, ballet dancers are the only dance technique that lengthens the muscles as it strengthens them. So ballet dancers have very, very good posture, but they have incredible flexibility and incredible strength. And that's because they're lengthening their muscles. They're doing those long leg lifts. Their knees are straight and they're reaching out. They're reaching away. And that strengthens the muscles in a lengthened position. And by doing that, you increase the flexibility, but you pull the bones apart and strengthen them. So the muscles then, you don't, there's a difference between when you compress something, you squeeze it together, or you decompress, you liberate it. So every other fitness method, everything compresses, squeezes the muscles. Like if you were to do a bicep curl, you see a nice bulky bicep. That's squeezing the muscle. But when you do a movement from ballet, you're lengthening the muscle, so you're pulling it out so it doesn't get bulky, it gets thin. So that's why when you do this program, it liberates the joints and it frees up the squeezed joints that suffer from arthritis. So that's why it's good for arthritis. But it also gives incredible speed. So we're presently training the Montreal Canadian hockey team, have done for 3 years, and that they are the fastest team in the NHL because it frees up the joints. So instead of it being difficult to move, you move really rapidly. So it's the same thing for runners and squash players, and we work with all these athletes, divers and swimmers. It gives them this incredible speed because we've decompressed, but with strength. Decompressed, which is flexibility, but it's strength flexibility, all the joints. So it liberates these tight joints that everybody's suffering from and makes you, like if you do the program, which you are doing, you probably notice that you walk more easily. You can run up and down stairs faster because you've liberated your joints. But you've increased the power, the strength. You've fired up the muscles as you've decompressed the joints. So it gives you this incredible speed, and it makes you feel as though you've lost weight because you're lighter.
Yeah, I feel more agile. I will say that. And the reason I mentioned Callan Pinkley is because you did a couple of moves with your legs that reminded me of her routine. She was also a ballerina, so I guess you ballerinas move the same.
I like what she's done, you know.
Well, you say here in your DVD set that you really don't, to be strong, to have strong muscles, you really don't need weights because the weight of your arm is enough weight for resistance, right?
Right. If you lifted a child, okay, so let's say you lift up a six-year-old child, and they are just a dead weight. They're a weight. They weigh, 60, 70 pounds. Our body weighs 120, 130. We are a weight. So if you were to bend over and do, you know the movements we do in the program, so these big bends or big lunges. So you bend over, you bend forward, you bend sideways, and then you have to lift up your body. Your muscles are lifting 60, 70 pounds, just like a child. They're actually lifting a weight, but the weight is you. So it's a safe weight, and you're not going to go bend more sideways than your own muscles can support. So you can't hurt yourself. So it's a safe weight. And as you develop more strength, you can bend more deeply so that the weight becomes greater, because the more you bend, the heavier the load on the muscles. And if you hold your arms up at shoulder height, that's going to be an incredible weight on your shoulder muscles, the deltoids. And it's very, very strengthening for the muscles of your spine, because that's where the load goes into. So all this is good for things like strengthening your muscles and strengthening your bones, because you're loading up the weight into your bones.
Well, I can attest to that, because when you do those arm movements, I guess high, when you go up, I really feel that in my thoracic area, and that's where my I guess my weakness is, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
But
be careful not to overwork.
Well, so no pain, no gain. You don't believe in that for exercise.
Totally not. The human body is a self-healing machine. But it's also a brilliant machine. It tells us when we're going to injure it. So pain is the message to tell you that the body is having some trouble there with the load. So don't continue. Don't continue loading it up if it can't sustain it. Gently let the body build on its own, but don't go into the pain part, because you'll injure yourself. And an injury lasts a lifetime. I mean, you'll then have a weakness unless you can get over that injury. But I do not believe in pain, and I believe that the more you exercise gently, the body then likes it, and it says, "Oh, this feels really good. I like this."
So, well, it is low impact. I'll say that. And I have a knee that bothers me from an old car injury, an accident I had. And so a couple of your routines where you stretch a certain way with the legs and really has helped that knee on the interior and my interior flexor muscle too. So I want to applaud you for such an excellent exercise routine that I know is going to benefit and help a lot of people. Why don't you tell the folks how they can pick up a copy of your classical stretch?
So we have a website, Eccentrics, that's Essentrics, not ECC, but ESS, eccentrics.com. And people just, it's a very good website in terms of finding the correct DVD for their level. They can sort of click on what their level is. There's routines for all levels, beginners, intermediate, men, women, athletes. We have supermodels and athletes and just average people doing them all, and have done, as you can see, for years.
I bet you this would be beneficial for expected mothers, too.
Oh, it's fantastic, because they can do it right up to the end, and then the moment the doctor says go ahead, they can start again and get back into shape quickly, because that's the trick. You have to exercise right after the baby in order to, you know,
I believe that. For people who don't have access to the Internet, is there a number to call in order to inquire about your DVD set?
Yes, it's 989-0236.
Okay, so that's 514-989-0236. And it's, I like the classical stretch, 30 episodes, strength and flexibility, so you can basically age backwards. Well, Miranda, you've been a delight, and I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight and share with us your health quest, that's what I call it. And I wish you all the best, and thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Well, all the best to Miranda. Don't forget, Classical Stretch. You can order at 514-989-0236, or you can go to her website, Eccentrics, Essentrics.com, and get your personal copy today. I know you will enjoy it, and it's just going to be a delight to have in your exercise library. I love it. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure any disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.